This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to have a career development conversation with a team member that strengthens your leadership voice. The exact words that turn a routine check-in into a defining leadership moment. In short, a career development conversation done well is one of the clearest expressions of your leadership voice. It signals that you lead people, not just tasks. The words you choose in these conversations either build trust or erode it. Preparation turns a good intention into a real commitment your team member can rely on. The lead method gives you a structure that keeps the conversation focused on the person in front of you, not the process around them. Definition: a career development conversation is a structured, one-on-one dialogue between a leader and a team member focused on professional goals, growth needs, and the concrete steps required to advance. It is forward-looking, people-centered, and distinct from a performance review. Why the words you choose here define your leadership voice. I remember a conversation I had badly. A talented young woman on my team asked me where I saw her going in an organization. I gave her a warm, rambling, well-meaning non-answer. I told her she was doing great. I told her things were looking positive. She left that conversation with nothing she could act on, and I lost a small piece of her trust that afternoon. Here is the truth of it: a career development conversation is not a courtesy. It is a direct test of your leadership voice. The words you say in that room, your questions, your responses, your commitments, tell your team member exactly what kind of leader you are. The right words signal courage, clarity, and genuine investment. The wrong words signal that you were there in body, but not in intention. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the lead method in Chapter 7, a four-step framework built for exactly this kind of conversation. The steps are: listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. Every script in this article follows that sequence. You will see it working across all six scripts below, not as a rigid formula, but as a through line that keeps you focused on the person, not the paperwork. The scripts that follow come directly from the principles in Chapter 7. Use them as your starting point. Adapt them to your own voice, but understand why each one works before you change a word. How to get the most from these scripts. Before you sit down with your team member, find the script that matches your situation. Read the context note first. It tells you what the conversation is really about, which is often different from what it looks like on the surface. Then read the script out loud, alone, before the meeting. Effective feedback and development conversations really land well when the words are being seen for the first time as they leave your mouth. Preparation is not rigidity. It is respect. Swap the bracketed words for your team member's actual name, role, or situation. These scripts are frameworks, not transcripts. Your voice must live inside them. Six scripts for career development conversations that strengthen how you lead. Script 1. Opening the conversation for the first time. The situation. Your team member has never had a genuine career development conversation with you before. They may be guarded, unsure whether this is safe. We're unclear about what you actually want from this meeting. Why it works. It signals psychological safety immediately. It tells them this conversation is about their goals, not your agenda. Opening with a direct question invites honesty before either of you has had a chance to fall back on pleasantries. This is the listen first step of the lead method. You're creating the conditions before you say anything substantive. Standard version. I'm glad we have this time. I want this conversation to be genuinely useful for you, not just a box I tick. So let me start here. Where do you see yourself in the next 2 to 3 years? And be honest with me. This is your conversation, not mine. Formal version. I wanted to make sure we had dedicated time for this. I'm glad you're here. My goal for today is to understand your career goals and to think with you about how I can support you in reaching them. Where do you see yourself in the next 2 to 3 years? Name. And what skills or experiences do you feel you need to get there? Watch for. Silence or a very short answer often means they are not sure it is safe to be honest yet. Do not fill the silence too quickly. Let the question breathe. A follow-up like take your time. There's no wrong answer here gives them permission to think. Eamon's note. The opening question is the most important sentence in the conversation. If you rush past it or dilute it with preamble, you have already told them that your gender matters more than theirs. Script 2. Responding when their goals do not match available opportunities. The situation. Your team member shares ambitions that you know, at least right now, you cannot fully support within the current team or organization. This is one of the hardest moments in any career development conversation. Why it works. The principle here is what I call honesty over hope. From chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, false reassurance feels kind in the moment and is corrosive over time. Naming the honest reality while showing genuine commitment to what you can do keeps your leadership voice credible. This is the empathize step of the lead method. Standard version. I want to be straight with you about where things stand. The role you're describing isn't something we have a clear path to right now, and I'm not going to pretend otherwise. What I can do is help you build the skills that move you toward it, inside this team or eventually beyond it. That matters to me. Formal version. I appreciate you sharing that with me, name, and I want to be transparent with you. At this point in time, the trajectory you're describing isn't one I can map clearly within our current structure. However, I don't want that to be the end of this conversation. Let's talk about what skills and experiences would bring you closer to that goal, and what I can genuinely commit to supporting in the next 6 to 12 months. Watch for. Some team members will become quiet or visibly deflated. Do not move past that too quickly. Acknowledge it directly. I know that is not what you were hoping to hear. Then move to concrete next steps. The disappointment is real. Do not pretend it is not. Eamon's note. The temptation to soften bad news until it disappears is enormous. Resist it. Your team member can handle honest information. What they cannot handle is being misled by someone they trusted. Script 3. Recognizing growth and naming it clearly. The situation. Your team member has grown visibly over the past period, and you want to use this career conversation to name that growth specifically, not generally. This is how you reinforce behavior and build confidence at the same time. Why it works. Public and private recognition of specific behavior is one of the most powerful tools in your leadership voice. The SBY framework, situation, behavior, impact, which I reference in Chapter 7 drawing from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, gives you the precision to make recognition land rather than float. Vague praise is pleasant. Specific recognition changes how a person sees themselves. Standard version. I want to take a moment before we talk about what's next. On the project name work, the way you handled specific situation told me something important about where you are now. That kind of specific behavior is not something I coached you on. You figured it out. That matters, and I want you to know I noticed. Formal version. Before we look ahead, I want to name something I observed. During specific situation, you specific behavior, and the result was specific impact. That is exactly the kind of thinking I would expect from someone operating at the next level. I want you to carry that into how you think about your development going forward. Watch for. Some people deflect specific praise. They will say it was the team or I got lucky. Do not let that slide. Respond with, I'm sure the team helped. I'm talking about what you specifically did. Holding the recognition firm is part of your leadership voice. Eamon's note. Most managers celebrate outcomes. Strong leaders celebrate the specific behaviors that produced them. Learn the difference, and your team will too. Script 4. Delegating a development opportunity within the conversation. The situation. You have identified a real project or responsibility that would stretch your team member toward their stated goals. You are ready to offer it, with clear authority and clear expectations. Why it works. Structured delegation with genuine authority is one of the clearest ways to act on a career development conversation rather than just have one. This is the define the next steps element of the lead method. You are not ending the conversation with good intentions. You are ending it with a concrete commitment. Understanding how the confidence competence loop works helps you understand why giving real authority, not just responsibility, is what builds both. Standard version. Here's what I want to offer you. The project or responsibility is yours to lead. I'm not handing you a task. I'm handing you the authority to make decisions, set the approach, and bring me in when you want to, not because you have to. This is a real chance to do what you said you wanted to do. Formal version. I want to talk with you about project or responsibility. Based on what you've shared with me today about where you want to go, I believe this is the right next step. I'm delegating this to you, name, because I trust your judgment, and I know you have the capability. You'll have full authority over scope of authority. My door is open, but this is your project. What questions do you have before we close today? Watch for. A team member who immediately lists concerns or reasons it might not work is often signaling that they have been burned before, given responsibility without real authority. Slow down. Confirm the authority explicitly. I mean it when I say this is yours. You will not need my sign-off on specific decisions. Eamon's note. The word delegating is easy to say and hard to mean. If you find yourself checking in daily or second-guessing their decisions, you did not delegate. You just added a layer. Script 5. Setting a 90-day development plan together. The situation. The conversation has surfaced real goals and real gaps. Now you need to convert that into a structure your team member can actually work from, not a vague commitment to keep an eye on opportunities. Why it works. The 30-60-90-day expectation framework from Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time applies equally well to development planning as it does to onboarding. It gives you and your team member a shared timeline, shared milestones, and a reason to come back together. It transforms a conversation into a system. The GROW method for structured planning pairs well here if you want a complementary framework for the goal-setting element. Standard version. Let's be specific about what the next 90 days look like. In the first 30 days, I'd like you to specific action. In the next 30, I want you to specific action. By the end of 90 days, I want us to be able to say specific outcome. Does that feel like the right pace? Or do we need to adjust it? Formal version. I want us to leave today with a clear structure, not just a good conversation. In the first 30 days, I expect you to specific milestone. In the following 30 days, I would like you to specific milestone. By the end of the 90-day period, my goal is for you to specific outcome and for us to be able to point to concrete evidence of your growth in skill or area. I will check in with you at each interval. Is there anything you need from me to make that possible? Watch for. If your team member looks uncertain about whether they can meet the milestones, that is a signal to either adjust the milestones or to name the support you will provide more explicitly. Silence here is not agreement. Ask directly. What concerns do you have about any of these? Eamon's note. A plan with no dates is a wish. A plan with dates is a commitment. The 90-day structure forces both of you to be honest about what is actually possible. Script 6. Asking for their feedback on your leadership. The situation. Near the close of the career development conversation, you turn the question around. You ask your team member for honest feedback on how you're leading them. This is one of the most powerful things you can do for your leadership voice, and one of the least common. Why it works. Creating psychological safety for feedback does not happen through policy or intention alone. It happens when a leader demonstrates the courage to be on the receiving end. When you ask this question sincerely, you model the very behavior you want your team to practice. It also provides you with direct information about how your leadership voice is actually landing. Advanced feedback conversations require exactly this kind of two-directional trust. Standard version. Before we close, I want to ask you something, and I mean it genuinely. What's one thing I'm doing as your manager that's actually helping you? And what's one thing I could do differently that would make me more useful to you? Formal version. I want to close with something that matters to me. I'm always looking for ways to lead more effectively, and you are in the best position to tell me how I'm doing. What is one thing I do well that you'd like me to keep doing? And what is one thing I could change that would make me a more effective leader for you specifically? Name. Casual version appropriate in established relationships with strong trust. Right, last thing before you go. What's one thing I could do better for you? Honest answer only. Watch for. If they say everything's great or struggle to offer any critique, do not push hard in the moment. Say, I'll take that. If something comes to mind later, my door is open. Then follow through when they do share something, because your response to the first piece of honest feedback they give you will determine whether they ever offer it again. Meeting communication and follow through matters as much after the conversation as during it. Eamon's note. I have asked this question hundreds of times. The answers have made me a better leader more often than any training I ever attended. When is script stop working and what to do instead? The scripts above will serve you well if you use them with genuine intention. They fail when they are used as a performance, when the words are right, but the listening is absent. The three most common ways these conversations go wrong all share the same route. The leaders needs crowd out the team members. The mistake. Pivoting too quickly to what the organization needs from the team member. Why it happens. Leaders often conflate development conversations with performance conversations. What to do instead? Keep the first half of the conversation entirely on the team member's goals before you introduce any organizational context. The lead method puts listening before vision for exactly this reason. The mistake. Making promises you cannot keep because you want to be encouraging. Why it happens. The desire to leave the conversation on a positive note overrides honest assessment. What to do instead? Use script too directly. Name what you can genuinely commit to, and let that be enough. Your team member will respect an honest boundary far more than a warm vagueness. The mistake: letting the meeting end without a specific next step and a date. Why it happens: the conversation feels complete because it was emotionally satisfying. What to do instead? Always close with one concrete action and a check-in date. Handling tension that emerges from unmet expectations often traces back to conversations that ended without clear agreement. Conflict that surfaces in meetings can often be traced to the same source. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What is a career development conversation? A career development conversation is a structured, one-on-one dialogue between a leader and a team member focused on professional goals, growth needs, and the concrete steps required to advance. It is distinct from a performance review because it is forward-looking and driven primarily by the team member's own aspirations and direction. How do you start a career development conversation with a team member? Open with a direct, warm invitation that signals safety and genuine interest. Ask where they see themselves in the next 2 to 3 years, then listen without redirecting. The scripts in this article give you exact opening lines that work across formal and standard registers without sounding scripted or stiff. How often should you have career development conversations? At minimum, once per quarter. Many effective leaders build a brief development check-in into their regular one-on-one schedule so the conversation never feels like a formal event. Consistency signals that you treat career development as an ongoing leadership responsibility rather than an annual obligation. What makes a career development conversation strengthen your leadership voice? When you ask precise questions, listen without deflecting, and follow through on what you commit to, your team sees a leader who leads with people rather than process. That consistency, repeated across conversations, is what builds a leadership voice that others trust and follow over time. What is the lead method, and how does it apply to career conversations? The lead method is a 4-step framework from Say It Right Every Time. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. Applied to career development conversations, it ensures you gather information before offering direction and close every conversation with a clear, agreed action that both parties can hold each other to. What should you avoid saying in a career development conversation? Avoid vague reassurances like "I'll see what I can do" without a follow-up plan, and avoid pivoting too quickly to the organization's needs before you've heard the team members' goals fully. Both undermine trust and reduce the strength of your leadership voice across all future conversations. The career development conversation is not a performance review with a softer tone. It is one of the most direct expressions of who you are as a leader. The words you prepare for it, the questions you ask, and the commitments you make all land differently depending on whether your team member believes you're genuinely present. Use these scripts as your preparation, not your script. Bring them into the room with you, then trust the conversation. That is how a career development conversation becomes something your team member remembers and something that makes your leadership voice worth following. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.